You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As Skulk mentioned a little earlier, there were two companies that reported results today. That was Brait Holdings as well as Remgro. And I'm joined on the line by the Remgro Chief Financial Officer, Neville Williams, to reflect on these numbers. Good evening, Neville. Nice to speak to you again. Haven't spoken to you in quite some time. How do we reflect on the first half of the year's results for the new financial year? Headline earnings per share down, earnings per share down. It looks as though it was a difficult time to navigate.
Yes, good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. I agree with you. It was a very difficult time. If you look at the 39% decline in headline earnings, the significant driver of that decline in headline earnings relates to the effect of corporate actions implemented in the recent past, the majority of which are non-recurring items. If you exclude these impact of these corporate actions, the headline earnings actually decreased by 13.1%. And this actually, the adjusted earnings actually give you a better reflection of the underlying operational performance of our portfolio, albeit this is still a decrease in earnings from period to period. And the main reasons for this decrease is the significant underperformance of Heineken Beverages, the new merged entity between Heineken South Africa and Distell Group, as well as a lower contribution from our fiber business, CIVH, mainly due to higher finance costs resulting from increased interest rates from period to period. You know, CIVH is highly geared for CAPEX expansion as they expand their fiber footprint in South Africa.
Now, Neville, there's a lot to unpack here. Obviously, some factors within your control, some with not in your control. Let's start with those adjustments, those one-off adjustments. A lot of them had to do with unavoidable accounting adjustments that had to be put through. Do you want to just take us through some of those? Because there's nothing you can do about that. You have to remain compliant with IFRS, and those accounting adjustments had to come through at some point.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the IFRS 3 amortization and depreciation charges for the period of 178 million relating to the additional assets identified when HeinBev obtained control over the Distell Group Holdings, that's a significant number. It wasn't in the comparative period, but that number will, going forward, will be included in headline earnings. And then the negative fair value adjustment on the stock at Natref because of the sale. You can remember Total Energies has announced the sale of their 36% interest in Natref to the Prax Group. It's a UK oil and gas company, and that was an IFRS adjustment also. And also, there's further transaction costs that we've included in this period for the Mediclinic transaction. So lots of once-offs and impacts of this corporate actions. That's why I say we should actually look at the 13.1% decrease, which is mainly because of the underperformance of this new merged entity, Heineken Beverages. And that underperformance was largely because of the integration, because since May 2023, they actually started with the integration of the two combined businesses. The IT systems were only integrated at the beginning of September. So there was lots of challenges with integration. They also had supply challenges during this period where they had to import beer, and that import beer was sold at very thin margins because of the import cost of that beer. And this is a very competitive environment. Load shedding, the consumer under pressure, there was a shift from premium beer to mainstream, and Heineken Beverages portfolio over-indexed in premium. So lots of once-off challenges and cost in the system. So as a result of these challenges, we believe that the trading results for the 6 months to 31st December of Heineken Beverages is not deemed to be an accurate reflection of the long-term prospects of this business. And as Remgro, an 18.8% investor into this company, we still believe in the investment thesis of this business. And for sure, they already, as they introduce mitigating strategies, like the returnable bottles project that was launched in the middle of February. That project is already showing signs of very positive volume growth, as well as increases in EBITDA margins. So I think for the next 6 months, there will be a return, hopefully, to profitability or to less losses in the next 6 to 12 months.
Mm. That was quite a significant impairment there, Neville. It was north of 5 billion rand on the company's balance sheet. So it is understandable that that would be something that you'd want to be focused on and ensure that it is a once-off item. But hopefully we see a reversal of impairment down the road, or we see some improvements from the new Heineken Beverages business that has been established there. Neville, can we jump to the discount that still presents itself? I mean, we've seen in the past that there has been a discount to net asset value that Remgro has historically traded under. And in the past, when we've spoken about this, it's always been a question of, is Remgro looking to unbundle? Is there plans to narrow that discount? How you're navigating that conversation? Following these sets of numbers, that discount has widened to around 45% of net asset value. Is there something on the cards that we might want to keep our eye out for, or is there just a concerted effort to see how the rest of the portfolio performs before we tackle this discount?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not surprised of the widening of the discounts, because there are certain of our portfolio companies that are actually in a turnaround phase, facing lots of challenges, especially if you look at our interest in Mediclinic. The Hughes London Switzerland division are still struggling, a weak performance over the 6 months. So that's why there's also a decrease in the valuation of our 50% stake in Mediclinic. So there are few companies that's not performing optimally, and we focus as a management and with the management, respective management teams, on the turnaround of these companies.
Mm.
If you look at comparable investment holding companies, the discounts look like it's there at the moment at around the 40 to 50%. What we can do, under our control, is to assist the companies in their growth strategy so that they can have earnings momentum in the next year or two. And that will maybe give the market comfort that this portfolio can actually operate in on a much better level regarding earnings momentum as well as cash flow generation to the center.
Mm. Neville, but there are also some portfolio assets within the group that are doing exceptionally well. One that comes to mind is the sustainability portfolio, with that Blue Bulls ownership, that co-ownership that sits between Remgro and African Rainbow, the African Rainbow stable. But also thinking about some of the other assets within the business, RCL Foods and their intention to unbundle Rainbow Chicken. That's obviously something, as you said, where as a holding company, you're able to advise strategically on how to unlock value for shareholders wherever you can. Let's look at those positive developments and look at how that's going to filter through into the business as well.
Yeah, RCL Foods, if you look at their results from period to period, actually increased their results by around 43%. So it's a much better and improved performance from the previous period, and that was mostly driven by the turnaround in Rainbow, the chicken business, from period to period, as well as a strong performance in the sugar business. So they both decided to unbundle the Rainbow investment. So we will, after the unbundling, Rainbow will sit with direct investment in RCL as well as an investment in Rainbow. And it makes strategic sense because Rainbow is an agri business, while RCL focus more on consumer brands and consumer goods. So two exceptional management team, the Rainbow team is very well, and they've already turned that business around with positive prospects of profitability in the next 6 months until 30 June 2024. So that's a very positive play. Our spreads business, Siqalo Foods, also increased their profitability from period to period. And that's because of the lower commodity prices back to pre-Ukraine levels that reduced our cost base for Siqalo. And that improved the EBITDA margins and gross profit margins for the company.
Mm. Neville, before I let you go, I want to reflect on the treasury and management services business. That was a loss in 2022. When we spoke in 2023 at the end of the year, it had swung back into a profit for the year. Where does that stand at the moment, 6 months in, and how is it looking going into the rest of the year for the group?
So Central Treasury, you talk about Central Treasury?
Yes.
So that's the management of our cash pool, consisting of the interest received as well as the interest and dividends paid on our preference share debt. And that will change from year to year, depending on the change in interest rate from period to period.
So in the current environment with elevated interest rates and the obvious dividend that you got off the First Rand Group as well, surely the numbers are looking a little more positive in that respect.
Yes, for sure. But you must remember, we've also allocated some cash by redeeming the preferences. And also in the previous period, we invested another 5 billion rand into new investments through the corporate actions of Mediclinic and Heineken Beverages. So our cash pool is a bit lower, but we receive more interest because of a higher interest rate.
Well, we look forward to seeing how this shapes out. Obviously, the challenges that were there in the first half hopefully don't present themselves in the second half of the year. Look forward to catching up with you at the end of the year in July. That was Neville Williams, who's Chief Financial Officer at Remgro, reflecting on their first half of the year's results for the period ended 31 December.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.